News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We begin, though, with that ambulance service strike action due to commence in a little under an hour. With us is Conor Deasy, who is president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Conor, maybe you might give a bit of an expert insight into what the likely impact will be, because the HSE has been saying about go to emergency injury clinics rather than attending in A&E or rather than calling an ambulance. And there's a sort of an implicit suggestion in that, that people call ambulances on a whim. Presumably when you need an ambulance, you really need an ambulance.
Absolutely. Ambulance services and paramedics have evolved massively in the last two decades, and that is why today is dangerous. That's why today's strike is putting patients' lives at risk to the extent that it is. So, like, there is no question that ambulance services are vital to getting out there to the cardiac arrest, to deliver defibrillation and get that patient a good outcome, to get patients who have had a stroke into hospital in a timely way so that they get their brain perfused. It requires the paramedic to identify the stroke and identify the time criticality of that patient in their home. In somebody who is stuck in a ditch having wrecked their car, it's vital that the ambulance service gets that patient safely, well packaged, safely packaged into the emergency department so that patient can have their bleeding stopped as early as possible so their life is saved. So there is no question but that today's strike action is going to put our people at risk. It's going to put our society, patients who become ill are going to be at risk today as a result of this strike action. So what we need is for people to understand what the best steps are should they become sick. So if the patient, if you as a listener are out there and you become sick and need medical attention today, yes, your GP is your first port of call. Your pharmacy may be able to help you if these are minor illnesses, injury units for injuries. And obviously, your private provider, you've been paying your insurance, you should try and access private healthcare if you've been paying insurance for private healthcare. But if you are so sick that you need to call 999 or 112, do make that phone call, because we are being assured that there are senior clinicians in the National Emergency Operations Centre who will identify the safest pathway of care. And it may be that you need to come to the emergency department through your family transporting you or through a neighbour or even through a taxi. We are being told that there will be some level of ambulance availability out there, but we know in Ireland that we do not have enough ambulances to provide care at the best of times. So if we have that roster, then we are definitely not going to have a response that's meaningful for people who are very sick who need an ambulance. There will be inevitable delays today.
And going back then, Conor, if we return to your original point about that it is more than a transport service, because in some ways the discussion is being characterised about how do you get yourself to hospital. But what SIPTU themselves, their own ambulance sector organisers, are saying is that this is about workers who now work as emergency medical technicians, paramedics, advanced paramedics, specialist paramedics and paramedic supervisors, and that since 2011, EMTs and paramedics have increased their responsibility for administering medications by 89% and 83% respectively. So ironically, the very services that they are in dispute about being paid for are the critical services that are delivered at point of crisis when the ambulance arrives and now won't be available, even if you can get yourself to hospital.
Look, we need this dispute to be resolved very quickly. It should never have gotten to this point. It's dangerous for patients. There's no question we wouldn't have provided ambulance services across the world globally with these interventions were they not seen to be evidence-based and seen to produce better patient outcomes. We wouldn't have gone to the effort of educating paramedics if we thought that these weren't going to bring better patient outcomes. So it is a necessity now to resolve this strike, to avoid putting patients in jeopardy, avoid playing Russian roulette with our patients. It's not fair to them.
Is that an over-exaggeration, or is that genuinely how you characterised it? Do you think there is a significant risk that lives will be lost because of this?
I think there is a significant risk. There is no way of dressing this up. There is risk. I wouldn't be on the radio if I didn't think there was risk.
Connor, thank you very much. Connor Deasy, President of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.